It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. As we say good evening to the hosts, Sluggy Dan and Lashana. Good evening.
Good evening, Bye. Barbados. Welcome to another exciting episode of Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. I'm your co-host, Lashana Griffith, alongside the always vibrant Sluggy Dan. Tonight, we have an incredible lineup featuring the talents of Poetry Barbados and the amazing Ayabad, who has just released two new singles, Find My Way and God He Knows. We'll also be talking to the Barbados Road Tennis Association, as well as Passionate Words Editing Services, about their upcoming mega book launch. Robert Gibson from Passionate Words Editing Services is in studio. Robert, good evening.
Hey, good evening, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am great. It's cold in here.
No problem, but I'm sure that these words will warm you up.
Of course.
So tell us a bit about your upcoming Mega Book Launch Showcase and what persons can expect.
All right, so the Mega Book Launch Showcase was conceptualized by Passionate Words so that we could bring reading back, right? Yeah. Reading, those who know me know that I loved reading from
award-winning poet as well.
You know, international poet and that kind of stuff. So my love of reading got me to starting this company where I'm able to help people to get their books out onto the public. And then we decided, look, you know, we really wanted to get something where we have a family event. And we're pushing reading. So we started, what I did is I released starting with my clients to get them to come on board and just have a family event. It is at Radisson on the November 24th. So we look into just before Independence,
yeah.
You know, so we look into push reading, specifically local artists, but also international.
And we would have heard from the Ministry of Education as well that literacy is something that they're seeking to push right now with the formation of Literacy Week in October. So this is just a little ways behind that, but also very important. Would you say that you're finding more Barbadian authors and young people gravitating towards not only your services, but having their books published?
Well, to be honest, not just locally. Like one of my last clients is from Antigua, right? So a lot of regional people are coming to Passionate Words. And yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say, well, young people is relative to most people.
Yeah.
But I would say middle-aged people want to tell their story. And some of them have lived some very, sometimes tragic, sometimes, but also lives that definitely I want people to hear my story is what I hear a lot. You know, so yes, a lot of people are coming, a lot of people are wanting to share their story, and a lot of people want to impact the region, not just Barbados, with that, with their story.
So tell us a bit about what persons can expect for the Mega Book Launch Showcase that's happening, you said, at Radisson Aquatica on November, tell us the date again?
24th.
November 24th. What can persons expect?
Well, we want to bring back reading. So we have some featured authors, right? Some of them have come from Passionate Words, but also we have people who want, not only they're featuring, but some people have their own book table. So it's sort of like a book fair. Let me put it like that. It's sort of like a book fair as a family event. You can come, bring your children, and just go mad and buy books, right? Mm-hmm. So because the idea is not just, it's book launch for the authors, but for the readers, you can come in and get a plethora of local and regional books. We have this thing called, we came up with a concept called the book basket. So you buy up, it's like you buy a ticket up front and then you can get like 8 books all at once.
Wow. And for a person like me that's a bibliophile, I am excited about that. Getting 8 books at once. Let's ask, what's the price?
It's a free event.
It's a free event, so free $99. I want you to tell person the date, time, and where it's happening once again. So this is a free event being hosted by Passionate Words Editing Services on November 24th at Radisson Aquatica. What time is it happening?
Well, it's happening, I think, from 1 p.m. to like 6 p.m. We're going to have Beijing Bites. So you can also come in and get a little box with some things, like, you know, it's because we're looking for independence, right? So I ain't even sure.
So what, like sugar fish cakes probably, and fish cakes and that kind of stuff.
Pumpkin fritters, I believe. So I ain't exactly sure what all of all in there, but I know it's supposed to be a little box. You know, so you could come in and get, especially I believe, don't quote me, but I believe if you come in and you buy the book, you buy the book basket. Book basket.
Yes.
Right? Then when you buy the book basket, you get the you can get the Belgian bites too.
Okay, and tell us a bit about how the uptake is looking from authors, not only in Barbados, you mentioned regionally and internationally as well. Are persons excited to come to Barbados to be a part?
I'm trying to get them to, they're excited about it, but we're like working through the, we're working through the technicalities, you know, because we also have a shared book table.
Wow.
So we have three tiers, right? The the featured art, the featured authors, people who are really, like passionate words is pushing their, you know, pushing them. They may come, you come afterwards, and then the one under that is a book table plus. So they're pushing themselves.
Yeah.
They're pushing themselves, but, you know, we give them the space. And then the shared book table where they, you know, it's like, you know, like a normal, it's like a normal book table with multiple books. So we are telling our international authors, if you can come, great. But you don't have to, because you can send the books and we will
I got a question.
Work on it for you.
Yes, Swaggy.
I got a question for Passion. Passion. You got earphones?
I got earphones.
Good. Will this book fair suit only a certain age, or will you cover a wide spectrum of the age?
Anybody could come as a family event. So a wide section. We were looking to get children's authors in and have a little children's section so the children could come and hear stories and stuff like that. But it is for anybody and everybody, man. It's not just one. It's just not just one person. Not just a one section of people, is for all Barbadians, all regional, and as long as you are into books, come and enjoy yourself.
I remember the first time I met Robert at Crop Over Reading, right? And that used to be a big thing.
Indeed, I wish
to
bring it back.
So this in my estimation is like bringing it back, where you have the book basket, you have the book table, you have the authors, and you can network with authors, because I find one of the limitations of authors is that a lot of people don't know them. Just write the books, put them on Kindle, and retire.
You understand? And that's not, and you can't do that.
Right?
You have to keep pushing.
Yes.
You have to
so
keep
I think this event will be great for persons to actually meet some of their favorite Barbadian authors. And regional authors as well, and get to network with them. Ask them, listen, man, you write
or get
book.
To know or get
I want
or
no
get
more.
To know.
Robert got book. Robert has a book that I really, really, really love called Make It Rain, and I've been begging for part two now
for years.
I mean, Swaggy, when I tell you the book was so good that I read the whole thing in one night, it was that good.
Make It Rain. This
Make novel It Rain on Amazon
is
amazing.
It's adult. Is adult only?
Yes.
Yes, is adult only. But the character Rain is a poet, right? And Rain was a ladies' man. So Rain used to do he erotic work and get the girls excited. Then they had a love triangle. I mean, this book, I tell you about this book, and I read this book years ago, right? This book was so amazing. And I think for persons like me, that's
Robert, so this was your first book?
No, that's not your first, but it's your first novel.
It's his first novel. The
but I had four books before that. All of them was poetry.
Can you explain to us the difference between a book and a novel?
What's the difference between a book and a novel? A book is a novel, but a novel is a certain number of words. A novel is a book over 50,000 words, between 50,000 to 70,000 words. That's what makes it a novel.
And I think for persons, too, who want to meet the authors, like, you know, like, I geek out when I see Kim Ramsey, right? Because Kim Ramsey, like, her work is so good. And I think for a lot of Barbadian authors, they would be excited to really hear and see and network with some of their favorite authors. So once again, let persons know when the event is happening, that it's free $99, and how they can be a part of it.
Right. So I will say this. You don't, if you want to write a book, you could come too, because of course we're featuring our authors, but I'm going to be there talking about Passionate Words as well.
I love that. So if you want to write a book, calm down.
Exactly. If you want to write a book, calm down. If you want to know how to write a book, have a consultation and figure out all of that, come to Radisson Aquatica, November 24th. Right, just before Independence. It's free. I'm coming from 1 o'clock to about 6 o'clock, and we are planning a really great show. I am excited. Mm-hmm. I am excited. I tell people all the time, I love reading, and I have mm-hmm. said to my authors, one author said to me, "You've made me an author." I said, "But you've made me because of you. I am the editor I am."
Yes.
So yes. I that's it. I just love what I do.
So tell us a bit about the services you provide as well outside of this mega book launch. Just tell us what services you provide and how persons can contact you.
Sure. So Passionate Words Editing Services is a one-stop shop for self-published writers. So people who want to self-publish, you would have to go to find an editor. You'd have to go and find a cover designer. You'd have to go and find someone who is dealing with laying out the book. We do all of that. So our motto is from concept to completion and beyond. Yeah. So that what that means for me is that you come and you got to do is come and have a consultation and we do the rest, right? So literally from the consultation, we edit the book. From the editing, we lay it out, which is, you know, making it look like a book instead of just a Word document, right? Mm-hmm. We have cover designers, we have illustrators on board. And once the book is complete, we get the ISBN for you, which is the barcode at the back,
mm-hmm.
right? Once you do all of that, then it goes up on Amazon, and we have connected with Bijou Media in terms of marketing mm-hmm. as well. So we are a one-stop shop for everything books.
Okay, and how can persons contact you?
You can come to me from Passionate Words Editing Services at gmail.com. That's one. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that was a little bit too long for you. info@passionatewordsediting.com. Right? Mm-hmm. info@passionatewordsediting.com or passionatewordsediting services@gmail.com. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Our telephone number is 234-5669. 2345669 mm-hmm. or you can find us on Instagram, passionate.words.editing.
Repeat that one more time.
passionate.words.editing 246, and that's our IG handle.
And listeners of VOB, just remember that this is a free event, so you can come out, bring your entire family. November 24th, 2024, 1 to 6 p.m. at Radisson Aquatica. We want to thank Robert Gibson for coming in and talking to us on Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes.
No problem. This is awesome. I'm looking forward to being here again.
Thank you so much.
15 minutes before 7 o'clock, back with Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
So, Sluggy, you don't tell me that you're playing salt tomorrow in this road tennis match.
Listen to me. Listen, when you're dealing with me. Now you dealing with me, take your time and make me a note smart properly.
Sorry. So tomorrow.
Make me a note smart properly. You got my brother. You got my brother. My buddy Kurt Brown on the show with us. My brother
for life. Family.
First man that bring me on radio. First man that bring me on radio. The first man that give me a song. First man.
Yes.
You understand? I want my announcement. Properly.
I am very sorry. So Mr. Cool. Brown, please introduce. Cool. Sluggy and how he's going to be playing salt tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen in Barbados and around the world, get ready for Sluggy Dan, international demand, the road tennis Dan. He will be in the Garfield Sober Gymnasium tomorrow, ready for Sluggy versus Salt. And you know slugs don't like salt. So action in the arena. That's what's going down tomorrow night. Big international like that. That's what we brought the president here, Mr. Blunt. We are ready. My list of some sport giveaways. We're going to have some fun tomorrow night for sure. Want everybody to come up, bring out granny, children, uncle, aunt, black, white, yellow, Indian, Syrian, Guyanese, Bajan, Lucian. I'm saying it's all inclusive. Everybody, every ethnicity, all walks of life. Rhythm and rhyme, spoken word, poet, laureates, you know. Everybody, I'm just saying, you come out, good, safe environment, air conditioned. Road tennis like you've never seen it, Barbados indigenous sport. And thank you, Sluggy, and the entire team here for accommodating us this evening as well.
Yeah. So tell us a bit, Mr. Blunt, about we can expect tomorrow outside of Sluggy versus Salt. What else is happening?
Yeah, we have the 8 best road tennis players in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a 3rd and a 4th place playoff. Mm-hmm. So we have Madeline Blunt. She's coming up against Rachel Smith. Antonio Lilman Daniel. He's coming up against Curtis Jones. So that's the 3rd and 4th place.
Mm-hmm.
So who come 3rd? $10,000. 4th place?
I got to start by playing road tennis, boy.
4th place, $5,000. And then we have the championship matches. We have the 2022 champion, Shaldane Waldron, versus the 2023 champion, Kane Holder. They're playing for $20,000.
Yeah.
2nd place, $15,000. And then the big match, Mark Venom Griffith. He's going for this three-peat. He's coming up against Dario CR7, Ric Flair Hines. This is the sexiest man in world tennis right now. Got the most flair and the most studs. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a very, very interesting match.
And that's a big game because everyone knows Venom. I mean, persons could come out in the numbers alone just to see, will he be dethroned this year? Right. Will the three-peat be stopped?
I'm telling you.
By CR7. That is something that everyone should come down and see. So let us know what time it is happening tomorrow.
Showtime 7 p.m. You got to come out. And there's so many reasons. There are prizes, giveaways. So we tell you, it's built around road tennis. Make no mistake. You're coming out for road tennis, all right? You're coming down for the best of the best in road tennis in beautiful Barbados. But there's more. We've got bells and whistles and giveaways. We want to encourage people to come out. As we mentioned, everybody comes out. Everyone leaves a winner. Even 4th place, as President Blunt was saying, is $5,000. Where in Barbados do you hear competition? You come 4th. And you get $5,000. People, we got giveaways. We got the celebrity match. You heard just now. First 11 points. Sluggy Down versus Salt. We've got the Nation News. Part of your big group. The grand prize. Folks, wearing your Nation News shirt will be given a raffle ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You could be the big winner. Beijing Pure, one of our major sponsors. The Water Experience, 5 approved games. The MCs will take you through it. Myself and a young man by the name of Michael coming out of our Young MC Teen MC program. Very, very good young man. He's been working. And salute to the PRMU one, the Reed Beckles and the team really getting him ready for the stage. Digicel, a big phone giveaway. The first person to get the quiz question correct. Bruce Lee Almighty will be there. Jalissa Renee. Listen, we've got performances. We've got action. And of course, most importantly, we have road tennis.
So how has it been for the Road Tennis Association getting persons involved in playing road tennis? Because we've seen it adapted in China. We've seen Japanese. We've seen a lot of people now are interested in playing road tennis. So what is the association doing to get young people involved? Yes. To get young people involved.
And I saw it a month ago playing in Canada as well. A lot of people in Canada pick up road tennis now, which is a beautiful thing to see.
So what are we doing to get young people involved in playing road tennis?
What we've been doing, we have been exposing it to all the schools in Barbados,
mm-hmm.
along with the government, who has painted over 300 courts throughout Barbados. And the Barbados Road Tennis Association, along with Harris Paints, has painted over 60 courts in Barbados.
Right.
So there's access. We also have a number of tournaments, for junior tournaments, where we start as early as 6, and we go up to 21 in at least 6 different categories. And those categories also include a lot of females, because there are not a lot of females playing, so we're trying to get a lot of more young persons involved in the world tennis as well. And coming out of COVID, where, you know, a lot of children were inside playing on the tablets, we want to get the children back out on the streets and playing world tennis, doing things meaningful. And we know we got the problems in Barbados with the non-communicable diseases and stuff like that. So that's where we're trying to get them active. Every person that plays road tennis cannot be a champion, like Venom or Sheldon or Madeline Blunt.
Mm-hmm.
But at least there's a lot of other areas in the road tennis that you could branch off to. And also, playing sports is a discipline. So that's where we want to get a lot of more young persons involved in road tennis.
And I saw Kurt looking at me. What Kurt does not know is that my dad actually placed 3rd in one of these competitions before he passed. God bless him. And he taught me how to play. So next year, this celebrity game, we could do a game. Me versus you.
We could
see what happens.
I think me versus you. I think, as President Blunt said, you want to get more females in it. That was the little nudge. That was the little nudge I give you just now to get back into it and carry on the legacy of your father. Man. So I'm glad you said it before he said it.
Yeah, man. So next year, for sure.
It's in your genes, though. Airplane gets you. You got advantage.
Next year, you could look out for me. I'm going to be playing that first 11. You know, I can't go to 21, but first 11.
Well, President Blunt, I know when it goes to the full Monty, a sow is if you don't get past 10. What's a sow when you're going to 11?
It's probably at least 2 or 1.
I know, or 5.
I can at least get 2 points. I'm confident in myself, you know? You know, we that come from law school, we's be confident.
Lodge.
And plus to the president went large, so you know, ball may be in my favor.
So listen, people, it's good fun. Don't forget, come out. And as I said, all week long we've been trailing. We got giveaways right now. However, the boss man wanna do it, we will give away 10 tickets. Whether WhatsApp, calls, send your name, hashtag road tennis. And you get it instantly. Collect your tickets from the box office from as early as 5 p.m. tomorrow and get in there, get seated, get situated. And as we said, it's something for everybody. You'll see myself, Kirk Brown, will be there on that stage, as well as young man Michael Elliott doing a phenomenal job. And all these players, I got to salute the Ministry of Youth Sports, Community Empowerment. Must salute the National Sports Council. Of course, the Barbados Road Tennis Association and the BRTO, the Barbados Road Tennis Open. See Road Tennis like you've never seen it played for bigger and better prizes, thanks to our sponsors.
So just remind us again when it's happening, where it's happening, and how persons can be a part. And if you want one of those tickets that Kurt is giving away, give us a call at 434-1790 and we can have you up front and center to see the action tomorrow. Watch Stuggy get so. Watch.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Not the show.
434-1790.
Not the show.
434-1790. Watch the tennis master Uncle Sluggy on display tomorrow.
I know you about singing music. What you know about play road tennis, Sluggy? You gotta tell me about this thing though. I know you as a person in police band. I never hear you play road tennis yet.
Tomorrow, bet me.
I am betting.
Listen, they're betting. I want to get to conky.
Heaven. I am not betting.
60 conkeys.
Whoa.
Anybody want bet 60 conkeys? 60 conkeys with raisins is my bet.
What conkeys with raisins? Why are you talking crazy now?
This raisin war again, boy. But you know what? I must be, you know, impartial. Can't be biased. So let's keep it going. And of course, we support all. I don't want that. The next day, you're hearing Sluggy Sow. That's not a good name.
So, Kurt, we have a caller on the line. Yes, please. Do you want to win one of these tickets that Kurt has given away?
Yes, please. I come to win a ticket. Sluggy Dan.
Yes. Manners.
Yes, please.
What can I, brother?
I'm blessed, my brother.
So
you coming
Kurt
out?
So Kurt was the question to win this ticket?
Not yet. Sluggy. Sluggy.
Yes, please.
Meet me tomorrow morning. Yes, please. I will give you some lessons. I will give you
some. Oh, man, camaraderie.
Wait, tomorrow morning, right. Where? Tell me where you go.
I got your number. I can call you off.
Correct. You can't tell him by ear and salt show up there.
Anyhow, that's the question and that's the answer. So, am I taking it already?
Ready. Do you take your name and information off air and get your name right there at that VIP desk?
Blessings, brother.
Respect, King.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, and
remember,
listen, right, Kurt?
Yes.
Listen right, Lashana.
Yes, please.
And listen right, Kurt.
We listening.
The reason why I said yes so easily, right, is two reasons. One, road tennis is indigenous to Barbados,
mm-hmm.
And two is a fun way to promote healthy living. It ain't boring. It ain't, oh my God, this again. You know what I mean? And like my brother said just now, in about who winning or who losing, everybody can win, but for sure everyone will get sweat. Everyone will exercise, and that is a win for everybody, and it's ours. So that's why I'm on board for sure. Road tennis is something that should always be national. You understand? Because it's our indigenous sport, and it's one of the few things that we can say is 100% ours. One of the few things we still have that we can say is 100% ours. So, Kurt, you know I love that you're doing this. You know
respect
that.
Family. All in. And we're supporting you tomorrow and beyond. And we appreciate the time of coming to us today and giving your time coming and hyping up the place and bringing out an extra 1,000 people. Because you want the place rammed. People, I want to see an empty seat. I want that when the players, you know blazing, that. You're getting the full love and energy and encouraging all these players that take in the time, man.
So tell us once then again, Kurt, where persons are coming, what is the celebrity game, and how they can be a part. And remember, call 434-7090. We got more tickets to give away.
Tickets are moving. And it's all about the Barbados Road Tennis Open 2024 Finals. Remember, your Super Sunday, that's tomorrow. You know this, big up, everything's be Sunday. The Grammys, the Oscars, the Emmys, the Super Bowl. Well, listen, Super Tennis, I tell you, Barbados Road Tennis Open like you've never seen it. 2024, the finals tomorrow at the Garfield Sobers Gymnasium. Willie St. Michael, come out and see who battles their way to the title. Now, grab those tickets. You can head over to the box office right at the gate, right by the venue. But don't miss the action. You can also get your tickets at Empowered in Sky Mall. I know people listening, people still shopping in Sky Mall and heading to Sky Mall. It's still open. Head over and get your tickets from Empowered, CS Pharmacy, and also Stall Warrens. You know they open till late. Some will say they open 24 hours. Whenever they open, go get your tickets. Tickets only $20 for adults, $10 for children under five. Be there to witness the ultimate showdown. Get your tickets and that celebrity match, of course, Sluggy Dan and Salt. Showtime, 7 p.m. for amazing, amazing road tennis. Come and take in all the action.
And we have another caller. Do you want to win a ticket tomorrow? We have tickets to give away.
Yes, I want to win one.
Good night. Welcome to BJ Rhythm and Rhyme.
All right. I'm going to tell you to just lower down your radio. Lower down your radio and talk to me.
Yes, my radio's off. Yourself,
no. Right. Radio blazing, man. No, last time you hear that.
Yes, please.
Yes, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm calling about the ticket.
Yes, please.
Road tennis?
Yes.
So, Kurt would have mentioned just now that there is a celebrity game. Tell us who Sluggy is playing and you win a ticket.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, you get a hint. You want a hint?
Oh, no.
Seems we have
to call 417-90.
Yes, we ready again. Ready again.
Good evening. You're on live on Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme.
Yes, sir. I would like to run a ticket, please.
All right. So tell us, who is Sluggy Dan playing tomorrow in the celebrity game and you win a ticket?
He's playing Salt.
He's playing Salt. And who are you backing in that game? You backing Sluggy or you backing Salt?
I'm backing Sluggy, of course.
All the way. Gee. So we will see you tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Garfield Sobers Gymnasium for this highlighting game. We're going to see you there live. We'll take your information off air, so please don't leave us.
Okay.
And salute all those calling in. I mean, so many tickets to give. We've got about 8 more to give away, so if they can be quick, or I don't know if you have a WhatsApp, you know, you can WhatsApp it to me. You know, it's all family, the crew here, so it don't take up your whole show. Mm-hmm. You can also send it to WhatsApp. Send your name in their hashtag Road Tennis, and we will get those winners, those tickets. You come right up to the box office from 5 p.m. tomorrow, and you walk in, you get a good seat, and you're ready for that. I got to salute everyone contributing. I mean, we got Beijing Pure in there. We got so many giveaways. Digicel Plus. We got a gift bag from the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Community Empowerment, the National Sports Council, and a special salute to the European Union delegation. The presentation, as if you witnessed last year, to the finalists from the European Union delegation. And that's just showing the reach that road tennis has under the presidency, of course, telling us all about it and encouraging people to broaden their scope.
And remember, our WhatsApp number is 266-4862 to get those tickets. And we had a message on WhatsApp just confirming that the price is $20 for adults.
That is correct.
Okay, and how much for children again?
$10 for children under five.
So children under five, $10. Adults, $20. And you're coming out to the Garfield Sobers Gymnasium tomorrow at 7 p.m. An exciting time happening for the Barbados Road Tennis Association. So come out, and we want to see you there live and direct tomorrow at 7 p.m. And we want to thank Kurt Brown and Frederick Blunt for talking to us today. And once again, let persons know what is happening, where they can get their tickets, and how they can become a part of the action.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
And of course, those tickets, once again, CS Pharmacy, Empowered. Of course, head on out to Saul Warren's. Get your tickets. Remember, only $20 for adults, $10 for children. And of course, come support road tennis or indigenous sport as Sluggy Dan, the road tennis man that you will see tomorrow. I mean, we've got some very special rackets, special water, special giveaway. Wear your nation new shirt. Get a ticket. We've got a door prize. Listen, there are 100 different things going on right there at the gymnasium. So you want to be there. A nice Sunday, nice air condition. Vendors gonna make money. Everything. We want everything just rolling. Your drinks there, your water there, your food, and of course supporting the athletes, because the athletes coming out and supporting President Blunt. We look forward to it tomorrow night as well.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
4 minutes after 7 o'clock in beautiful Barbados in the Eastern Caribbean. We're back with Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
All right. Good evening. Good evening. So we have here persons from Portree, Barbados. And on Thursday night, they had an amazing pop-up at Abbeville Bar and
Talk
Restaurant.
To me.
They had
Talk
over
to me. How was it?
Over 120 persons came out. It was amazing.
How much?
Over 120
persons.
Give me
persons. A number, dude.
Over 120 Woo. Persons came out. The car parked full. You had to wait to move off your car. It was amazing experience. And I just want to say a big thank you to Laura from Abbeville, as well as Jamar Hall from Bar Cutters. They made the event so great. But we have in studio the marketing manager for Portree Barbados, Stone with Cupid.
Yes,
and
yes.
And we also have new to the roster for Portree Barbados, Ayabad. So we're going to start with Stone with Cupid. Stone with Cupid, can you share a bit about how the event was for you on Thursday night? Who were some of the highlight persons? And a bit about the fact that you're doing it again this Friday on the 27th at the bar in Worthing. You're having another free pop-up. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. So good evening, Barbados. Yes, as she said, my name is Stone with Cupid. And we had an amazing night, Thursday night at Abbeville. I mean, the place, they burst. When I tell one of the place, they burst, the place, they burst. We had 11 performers. We had a mixed audience. I would say it was about 40% people in middle-aged category, and the other 40% were younger people. It's always interesting to see the turnout for these poetry events, because for years people would say, man, nobody don't listen to poetry, nobody don't go to poetry shows. And LaShawna would tell you, the owner of Abbeville was like, why didn't know so many people come to poetry shows? And we had to tell she people come to we poetry shows. And we have another poetry show coming up this Friday at The Bar, which is in Worthing Main Road. The Bar is, if you're new to Barbados or a visitor, this is Christchurch. Once you hit Hastings, keep going up. You're going to reach Worthing, and The Bar is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from town, we'll be kicking off at 7 p.m. And we got some favorites that people like to see. We got Dio the Poet. Mm-hmm. We got Malachi Hope. We got the guy in the studio with us right now, Ayabad. And we got Sam Sounds. But
what I liked about seeing your flyer is that for the time y'all started in January, person's been asking when y'all gonna do an open mic.
Yes.
And I saw for this one that you guys have an open mic.
Yes, so this time we have an open mic at The Bar. We have our lounge session open mic. So if you want to come out and kick a little vibes, kick a little rhymes, if you feeling, you know, poetic and you want to come and show off your wordplay, or even if you got like page poetry and you want to read something, come on down to The Bar. We have an open mic for the first time at a poetry event. Obviously, keep it clean, keep it sensible, and come and bring your rhymes.
So if persons want to be a part of the open mic, how can they do that? Do they have to send an email or DM the page? Let me know how they can do that.
So you can send an email to poetrybarbados, or you can also DM our Instagram page as well. On Instagram, we are poetrebarbados. You can also find us on TikTok, and you can also find us on YouTube. Most recently, the email is poetrebarbados@gmail.com. So shoot us an email, give us your name, your contact information, and the length of the piece. And if you have a sample of the work, that would also be great. Same true, whether DM or email.
So once again, tell us where this event is happening, the time, and how persons can be a part of it.
So the event is happening at The Bar, which is in Worthing, on Worthing Main Road. You can find it if you're coming from town when you pass the lights by Worthing Square. It's on the right-hand side, right after Clifton Markets, if I'm not mistaken. It has a big sign marked The Bar. Literally, D-E-bar. If you're coming down from Oystein's side, when you pass St. Lawrence Gap, you're also going to pass 6 minutes, and the bar will be on the left-hand side. As you make that bend by 6 minutes, it's literally the establishment right on the left-hand side. So we will be there this Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and we have an open mic as well as a lineup of four stellar artists who will be performing.
I have a question because I didn't make it to Thursday. I had to work on 104 for CPL. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure I know where this is, my brother, because I'm a little lost. When you, let's say you're coming from Oystein's,
mm-hmm.
you come out of the corner with Six Mix on your right. There's mm-hmm. a Chinese restaurant.
Yes.
Then there's a pool place.
That's where we are, the pool place.
Fantastic.
So it's the gray building right there. For those more mature persons who would know Coral Sands, we are right next to Coral Sands. You'll see the car park there and the building right there, the gray building, right there.
The gap going into Carrot Beach Bar.
Carrot Beach Bar, yes. Right there on the left, that is where the bar is located.
Yes, yes.
Yes, please. So we have a new artist that has joined our roster. And I believe he had amazing experience on Thursday. The crowd enjoyed his song, Find My Way. The crowd really rocked with him. So many persons came out. We had Alvin Topping was there. Joanne Seeley from 94.7 Salmon was there. We had Dwayne Grisettes. He came out as well for this event. And for our last event, and when they saw us, Mr. Grisettes, he was the person that told us, you know, he would love to have us at the bar. And we are so happy that they have accommodated us to have another pop-up due to the success and the numbers that we had on Thursday. So Ayabad, how was the experience for you? 120 people were looking at you as you performed. How was that experience?
As usual, it was, you know, breathtaking. It's nothing new, to be honest. It's just getting more exciting every time we go and perform. And to see that much people come out, you know, to watch poetry being showcased, it was, I am lost for words. And that is a crazy thing to say as a poet and as a songwriter.
So tell me a bit about your two new releases. You have Find My Way mm-hmm. and God Knows.
Well, Find My Way is not that new. It's been out a well known. The reason why I usually perform that is because, like, I find the more I practice it, like, I got a lot better in terms of, like, the range that I carry and how I deliver the song. So that's what I meant with that one. God, He Knows, no, that recently came out. The song was released on the 29th of June, and then the music video was released on the 30th of August.
The 30th of August. So it's new, and we have it in the system. So VOB listeners, have a listen. This is God He Knows by Ayabad.
Feels like a waster.
God
He knows, yeah. It's time I let you know, I gotta let you go, yeah. Gave you all of me and girl, your heart still cold. It's me and my shadow up on this lonely road. Pain in my heart, oh no mask on, so it barely shows. Where only God He knows. I'm done with chasing, fighting demons, facing foes. This energy can't be destroyed. It keep resonating though. All my brothers making dough. Up the charts, elevating, roll medicating. As I smoke my never knew me. Now you wanna know, cause I'm on the strip and I'm about to blow. No pain, right, ain't feeling love with the snow. And it truly upset if it returns in the urn. I burn herbs in the slow. Will you get the beat? Leave for her boat in the booth. Drowning kidneys for the Merlot. On my cold ass, she let me drive the boat. You said you do with us, you do. Everything away despite the things I did for you. Regardless of my actions, you should know my love is true. The pain I feel right now, girl, if you only knew, yeah. I gotta let you go. Gave you all of me and girl, your heart still cold.
Ice.
It's me and my shadow up on this lonely road. Pain in my heart, oh no mask on show. Where barely shows, where only God He knows.
Fast.
Where only God He knows. Where only God He knows.
God He knows,
yeah. Where only God He knows. Where only God He knows. Feels like a waste of time investing feelings. Me and for no sugar when I'm my way. Provide for you, making sure that you are comfortable. Took you to the cliff like Mrs. Huxtable. I'm no saint, won't claim to be perfect on my name. You won't take. Like how you do the bro, then when we found out he was cheating, I took couple news and blues with you, but I would never leave them. To this day, we still ain't speaking. Restless nights had trouble sleeping. Sundays I was hardly eating. Skip the gym, my bones been creaking. Drowning kidneys every weekend. Moving chimneys every night. Got more focus on my goals. Kind of vision be my sight. Found myself a new normal since you walked out of my life. I'm on ice. Had to pay the price. Now what is life? What is life? Yeah. Pay the price now, tell me what is life, yeah, yeah. What is life? Life.
And that was God He Knows by Ayabad. Yes, Swaggy?
I got a question for Mr. Ayabad.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Ayabad.
Uh-huh.
Do you see your heart on ice?
Yeah, heart on ice.
What inspired that? And why so cruel and so cold?
Well, I mean, after a time you get tired.
It won't bring back the memories.
Well, like I said, it was a tough, breakup, so to speak, I was going through and like a real dark mental place in life. Uh-huh. So like at that point in time, it was just trying to find words to rhyme, but then like the significance behind it was like, it just feel right to express that moment I going through rather than sugarcoat it. You know what I mean? So yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, love we're gonna it. Take
being go, Lashana.
No, we were going to take a very short commercial break so we can pay our bills, and then we're coming straight back to Ayabat.
Are you a loved one or someone you know struggling to cope? Are you feeling depressed, lonely, or maybe a little down? Do you just need to talk? Call 536-4500, Lifeline Barbados. We are here for you. Lines are open 24 hours, including bank holidays, and all calls are strictly confidential. You are not alone. Call 536-4500. Lifeline Barbados is provided by the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
And that was Ayabad, who was just speaking to us a few minutes ago about his new release, God He Knows, which is available on YouTube. So Ayabad, you were telling Sluggy you went through a breakup, and that inspired this song. But tell us a bit more about the writing process and how you decided, for the video on YouTube to have those visuals with you. You know, you're standing there, you look sad, you look like, this girl really, really hurt you deep, deep, deep. So tell us a bit about that whole creative process.
All right. Well, for starters, all I had when I first did the song was the chorus. And then over time, I started to build it piece by piece, and then the song got put together. The video, that's all the work of Influx Creative Studios. Like, my friend Dario, like, I gave him a shout, and like, he was even telling me like 3 years ago, he's gonna buy the equipment and shoot the videos for all my songs. So like, it's just crazy how everything came to fruition, and I trusted the vision that he had for it, because he even showed me the script and like, we was acting out the scenes and stuff. I was like, man, this thing will play. And then like, we watched these scenes of the video, put it together, compiled the music video. I was like, yeah, this is it. For real.
And was this your first time hearing your song on radio?
Yes, it was.
How was that experience for you?
Ecstatic. Like, inside right now, we're jumping for joy.
All right. So tell us a bit about your experience, how excited, you are for Friday's event. You're going to be one of the four headliners for Poetry Barbados, and persons are going to be coming out in their numbers to hear you.
Honestly, I like Michael Jackson right now. I'm speechless. I was not looking for the opportunity, because like, I had posted this status on my phone about, you might not be where you want to be right now in terms of work or what you're doing in life, but just, keep the momentum and keep doing you and keep seeing it through to the end. And then like, you gave me a call a few minutes after. And we had this conversation. My mind was just like, whoa, it's crazy how,
sometimes universe, it's just, in tune with the universe.
Correct. Delayed manifestation, that's what it is.
Yeah, man. So Stone with Cupid as marketing manager, tell us a bit about the lineup. who's going to be on Friday, what they can expect, and a bit about this open mic. So listen, if you're listening to my voice and you want to perform, Poetry Barbados has an open mic happening at the bar, Worthing. So when you're coming up, you pass Little Caesars, you pass Republic Bank, and on your right hand side, if you're driving coming up, you're going to pass Clifton Markets, and then you're going to see a great building that you will see people playing pool in. There is where Poetry Barbados is going to be. But Stone with Cupid?
Yeah, so it's going to be a mix of hip hop and spoken word. We have Malachi Hope, who is a rapper, songwriter, and poet. We have Ayabad, who's also a rapper, songwriter, and poet. And then guess what? We got Sam Sounds, who's also a rapper, songwriter, and we can pull some poetry over here just now. And then we have Dio, the poet, who is a spoken word artist who dabbles in songwriting, and we can also pull a song out of here just now. So those are the four featured artists. They're going to rock for about 30 to 45 minutes, and then we're going to go into the open mic. Now the open mic is going to last for an hour, so probably bring a 2 minute piece, a 2-3 minute piece might be preferred. Sign up through Poetry Barbados. You can message us on Instagram at Poetry Poetre Barbados. That's on Instagram. The email is poetry, and it has two T's, so Poetre Barbados at gmail.com. Shoot us a DM or shoot us an email. Let us know your name. Let us know the name of the piece, the length of the piece, what the piece is about. If you have a sample of the piece, sample being a video or audio recording, you can send that as well, and we'll respond back to you. But obviously, you gotta send it. You can't send it the Friday, like, at 6:30, I think you could get on, you know, try to send it in the early, mm-hmm. so we could organize this open mic.
It would be nice to send it on or before Wednesday, the 25th, so that we can plan our running order accordingly. You know, we have a PR person that really likes order and structure, so it would be nice for you to do it on or before Wednesday.
As a grandmother said, the early bird is catch the sweets, you know what I mean?
Yes.
There we go, as Ayabad said.
Yes, please. So once again, Ayabad, tell them how they can follow you on social media, how they can get access to God He Knows. Mm-hmm. Is it streaming anywhere? Where can we find it?
Yes, on all major streaming platforms right now. That's Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, Deezer, Amazon Music, Foreworks. I think it says Spotify too, right?
Yeah, you did, yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
So can you give us a little taste of what people can expect from you on Friday?
Friday? Well, I'm not thinking I'm going to do this piece on Friday, but yeah, I'll share with you a little saying. Just a late dab, not too much. Young is on pills, ain't no Vicodin. Strumming on life strings, something like violin. Alright then, I'ma keep my money wiring. Hold on to my job, cause nobody hiring. Tiring, most of this stuff uninspiring. Dragging you down till you think about retirement. No time to stunt on my ex, only time I'ma flex in the gym when perspiring. Wait, breathe. Breathe. Guns keep on firing, new skills acquiring. Greatest of all time is what I'm aspiring to be in my prime before I'm hot. Judith like Netflix subscriptions. I left the cell with no convictions. Grain is untiring, haters conspiring, fans they admiring, I'm who they siring.
Bars, bars. Stuggy, let me tell you something. You see Friday, I want to see you in the flesh.
My mask on ready or no?
I want to see you in the flesh on Friday.
My mask on, if you ready or no?
At the bar. And yeah. Put it this way. If you win, right? If you win, we could do a little same for you at the bar if you come. If you win. If you beat Salt tomorrow.
Hi.
If you beat Salt tomorrow, there is a drink at the bar with your name on it. Call my name.
Now we're talking about... So here we're going on, people. When they beat Salt tomorrow night, we celebrating at Poetry Barbados Friday.
Correct. So tell everyone, come out. Sluggy doing his private session in the morning with the caller that called in. Mm-hmm. So he should be ready to win tomorrow night. And big party at Poetry Barbados on Friday the 27th at the bar. Once again, Stone with Cupid, let us know how persons can become a part of it. And what's the admission?
Right, so the admission is completely free for this pop-up
say that again.
Event. $3.99, as you like to see it. Whoa. This pop-up event is completely free. We're at the bar, Worthing Christchurch, and we'll be starting at 7 p.m. sharp. Mm-hmm. Not 7:05, we're starting at 7 p.m. sharp. If you are not following Poetry Barbados already, please follow us, because we've got another event coming next month. You ain't going to want to miss that one. But right now, we're focusing on this event, which is this Friday. You can follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, and also TikTok at Poetry, Poetre Barbados. And if you want to email us, it is Poetry, 2T's, so TTRWEBarbados@gmail.com. So send us your information if you want to do the open mic, or just follow us and like those videos, and you will see the posters come out, and you will see the events coming up. And we got a big shebang next month that you're not going to want to miss. That one going to be real sweet, and you'll hear more about that in the coming weeks.
And Ayaba, tell us a bit. You just give us a little taste, but tell us a bit about your performance on Friday. What can people expect, and how can they follow you on your socials?
Well, you can expect all original songs and poetry, and we can shout on the place. That's what we promise. Me and the other three artists that are on the lineup, as well as everybody else that are coming out to the open mic, you know, please secure one of the spots early so that we can really do this thing proper. You can reach me on IG at @who_itsbadders. That's WHO_ISBADBERTZ. I will never get tired of doing this. And that's for my music. Right, you can find me just type in IYAH BADD and search. And I did.
All right, and we'd like to thank both Stone with Cupid, marketing manager here at Portree Barbados, as well as Ayabad, a recording artist, for coming in and talking to us on Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes.
Thank you, it's been a pleasure.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and next we'll talk to... No? Okay, so we're not taking any more breaks. We all speed, no gas. So our next person on is Randy Eastman from Quantum Productions. And he's talking about Richard Stout Teen Talent. And I'm excited about this. Richard Stout gave me my first ever media award back in 2019 when I was a young journalist. So I'm really excited to hear about Richard Stout Teen Talent this year in collaboration with the National Cultural Foundation. Mr. Eastman, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good night to you.
Good night.
Good night, Barbados.
So can you tell us what is happening this year with Richard Stout Teen Talent? You know, we're honoring the life and work of Richard, but we're also having the developmental opportunities for the young people. I know the one of the preliminaries is happening tomorrow. So can you share some more information?
Yes, yeah, correct. The team is ready and raring to go. Yeah, Richard Stout Teen Talent, of course, first and foremost, we pay tribute to the great man, Mr. Richard Stout. May he rest in peace. And we want to thank him for everything he's done. His son, Kevin Stout, has taken over from him, along with a very competent team that's been working with him over the years. Miss Rashida Codrington, Rachel Boyce, Kerry Ann, Bino, Sheldon Hope, myself, Carissa Chase, yes, you know, a couple more people, Roy Brathwaite, and of course, even the fantastic team of the NCF have partnered with the contest this year to ensure that we continue his legacy. As I said, the first preliminary is scheduled for tomorrow, Sunday, here at the Daphne Joseph Hackett Theatre. It's $25 for the adults, $15 for children, and we're hoping to have a large crowd. We have a number of contestants. I'm actually at rehearsal right now, and the kids are sounding fantastic. We have an array of males and females, young talent, exceptional talent, I must say, on display for you tomorrow.
Clips that have been posted on the Richard Stout Teen Talent Instagram, as well as the National Cultural Foundation. And I saw that you have the soca champion from Junior Monarch, Kimani Devanish. He is there, and he is a part of Richard Stout Teen Talent this year as well. And I saw a lot of faces that I would have remembered from back in 2019 when I was covering as a reporter. So tell us a bit about those persons that are going to be in the preliminaries and how much it is and where it's being held.
Yeah, we have a wide gathering of contestants, young contestants, persons who are, you're going to say, veterans to the Teen Talent at this point in time. I don't remember the list right now because I don't have that in front of me. But yes, Mr. Showman, the Junior Clips of Monarch for this year in the Sophie category, is one of the contestants. We have two action-packed halves. The MC is Mr. Carl Alf Padmore, as per usual. And the first preliminary is tomorrow, Sunday, at the Daphne Joseph Hackett Theatre. And it's $25 for entry, $15 for children. And we are asking everyone to come out, support this fantastic talent show, support these young people, let them see that they're doing something positive. We're always talking about young people doing things that are positive. And these kids definitely are. They've been involved with workshops for the last couple of weeks at the Climate Pain Center, thanks to Mr. David Commerchon for allowing us to use his facility in that way. as he has always done over the years for Richard.
So once again, just tell persons where it's happening and how they can be a part.
We are at the Daphne Joseph Hackett Theater tomorrow, Sunday, and $25 makes you a member as an adult, $15 for children. Bring the family out, bring the entire family out, come and support these fantastic young people and enjoy an amazing show. This year, one new feature is that we're actually calling the Richard Stout Contest. And it's, we have the over 21 for the first time is actually having their own preliminary as opposed to being a part of the Teen Talent Show. So they're going to have their own preliminary, their own semifinal.
Yeah.
And the semifinal of the Teen Talent and the final of both competitions will feature a light band.
Yes,
you're asking something,
I love it. One question before you go, my brother. I know, Teen Talent each year is different. I had the privilege of judging quite a few times after being a contestant from a child myself. So the experience would be great. So I know for sure each year is different. What do you particularly like and looking forward to about this year in particular? Because this is a big year for Teen Talent, the first year after the passing of the legend, the great Sir Richard Stout. So I want to know for you, what do you particularly like about this year and what are you looking forward to for this year?
As an educator, for me, I like the expansion of the workshops. We've brought in a few more persons to assist with the developmental component of the Teen Talent, and that's going to take some time to see the fruit of it. And I believe that you know, is one of the highlights for me. Additionally, I think the separation of the over 21 from the Teen Talent competition, so it's now the Richard Stout Contest, and you have the Teen Talent segment, you have the over 21 segment, that gives the over 21s their own shine, because we know people generally will support the teens, but now we are allowing the over 21s to have their shine. It's something that Richard always wanted to do, and thanks to the NCF, we are able to do that in a big way this year. The over 21s will also have a light band, like I said earlier, and so will the teens for their finals, and it's going to be a weekend of Teen Talent. You can look forward to that. It's going to be a weekend of Teen Talent finals where both the finals of the over 21 and the Teen Talent will happen in the same weekend. So look out for that.
Is the event tomorrow?
Pardon?
What time is the love event it, happening it, tomorrow?
The event starts at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Daphne Joseph Hackett Theatre.
7 p.m. Yes, sharp.
No.
Sharp.
No.
Richard always starts on time.
Preliminary
1.
Yes.
Number 1.
We got key that tradition. Preliminary number one. Sunday, September 22nd, Daphne Joseph Hackett Theatre, 7 p.m. Like Mr. Eastman said, adults $25, children $15, and they still got box office at the NCF headquarters, West Terrace, CS Pharmacy, Bridgetown, a shop, Sheraton Mall, Oasis Tech, Cube,
correct.
Massey Hall Town. We got Fitzroy's Boutique, Six Road, St. Philip, you know, and ticket links. Get your tickets. Just $25 adults, $15 children. Randy, of course, as you know, everything that got Teen Talent, every preliminary, every semifinal, Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, we got a home here because what correct. Richard did for way over 50 years, we can't duplicate it ever because we can't ever match a great one, but we can at least make our best effort to ensure that his legacy live on. And you correct. Know, you and myself on a personal mission between you and myself, you know, there is things that we gotta keep dear to your heart. And I'm so glad correct. I got someone like Lashana, my sister, that believe in these things. Thank you for coming through the Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, my brother.
No,
and I know hand it over to my sister Lashana to wrap up. But thank you very much for coming and share the word.
So
thanks for the opportunity as well.
Yes, thank you. So once again, this was another week of Beijing Rhythm and Rhymes. A huge thank you to our guests, Stone with Cupid, Ayabad, Randy Eastman, and Robert Gibson for being a part of the show today. And to end out our show, we're going to end with a song from Ayabad, which is God He Knows.
Before feels like a waster. Yeah.
Pastor Herbs made this.
God he knows, yeah. Yeah. It's time I let you know, I gotta let you go. Yeah. Gave you all of me, and girl, your heart's still cold. It's me and my shadow up on this lonely road. Pain in my heart, oh no mask on show, it barely shows. Where only God he knows. I'm done with chasing. Fighting demons, facing foes, this energy can't be destroyed. It keep resonating though, all my brothers making dough. Up the charts, elevating, roll, medicating as I smoke my never knew me, now you wanna know. Cause I'm on the strip and I'm about to blow. No pain, red tape, fell in love with the snow. Lost me thing, and she down for the low. Love's gonna truly
things I did for you. Regardless of my actions, you should know my love is true. The pain I feel right now, girl, if you only knew, only knew, yeah. I gotta let you go,
let you go.
Gave you all of me and girl, your heart's still cold.
Ice, ice.
It's me and my shadow up on this lonely road. Pain in my heart, oh no mask, no show. Where barely shows, where only God he knows.
Fast.
Swear only God he knows. Swear only God he
knows. God he knows, yeah.
Swear only God he knows. Swear only God he knows. Feels like a waste of time investing feelings. Me and funeral sugar went on my way. Provide for you, making sure that you are comfortable. Took you to the cliff like Mrs. Huxtable. I'm no saint, won't claim to be perfect on my name. You won't claim. Like how you do the bro, then you find out he was cheating. I took up with news and blues with you, but I will never leave them. To this day, we still ain't speaking. Restless nights had trouble sleeping. Sundays I was hardly eating. Skip the gym, my bones been creaking. Drowning kidneys every weekend. Moving chimneys every night. Got more focus on my goals. Kind of vision be my sight. Find myself a new normal since you walked out of my life. My heart on ice. Had to pay the price. Now what is life? What is life? Pay the price now, tell me what is life, yeah, yeah. What is life? Life.